quick trivia for Annie. Which season of RuPaul's Drag Race UK was the one where it is rumored to have an eliminated queen before the show even started?
Is it season 5?
Yeah! I'm Minty. I'm the one who's gonna be carrying this episode.
I'm Annie. I'm the one who's delusional because I really didn't like her, but I was delusional because she made it really far. I was like, oh, I guess I'm the only one who didn't like her.
I think there's a reason why they kept her. And this is fun title where we set every podcast with an F you. So starting with that first comment I made. Apparently there was another queen who was in the show but was never seen due to some, let's say, some not nice conduct that was happening during the show.
Sherry Pie?
During the show.
Oh, dude.
Not before the show.
Wait, it was during the show?
I think so.
What, she like hit on a cameraman during this live production?
No, it was on other contestants.
What? I've never heard of this.
I don't know why they edited it out.
I thought it exactly was a Sherry Pie situation where like someone came up being like, oh, now that I know she's on Drag Race, I'm going to step up and be like, she was gross to me.
No, the other contestants got her out of show for misbehavior or misconduct. I don't know if it was actually on the show or maybe after the show. That was never clear because it's still very under the rug.
But it had to be like in the middle because she was clearly out by episode 3 because that's when they were able to do group shots again.
Right. So she didn't get far like Sherry Pie did. But I think it's a different situation and why she got out. Sherry Pie's story is crazy. You guys, if you don't know it, go Google it.
I think we talked about it in a previous episode.
Well, yeah, because I think that's season 12 and we were recording episodes at that point.
It was crazy. Well, okay, so the other contestants actually, her name was like Lubricant?
Something like that.
But it was like really weird watching the first two episodes being like, alright, so we're just doing the lip sync. You specifically could not see the left side of the screen, you know? You might see that bitch in the background.
I love the detective work though.
Oh,
yeah. Trying to see like, where did this hat come from? It must be from that missing queen.
Overall, drama aside, I thought the whole cast was just okay. I don't like casts where there's like clearly front runners and the rest are fillers.
Oh, I like those seasons.
It's just a little boring and being like, who's gonna win, you know? It's like, it's gonna be this guy. It's gonna be the queen who won 3 challenges in a row.
Well, okay, so let's get into it, right? So we started off the first episode. I like the twist where they made it that the entrance look was being judged as part of the 3 looks. And I was like, finally. Because some people just come in with entrance look and think like, this is whatever. This is what it is.
This is me. This is real.
But it's like, I think it matters because I think it's a first impression thing. So the queen should care.
There's too many outfits, but you know.
Sure, but the second look was based more on dancing than anything else.
And the third look was just the most generic first impressions.
It's hard to do that on the first episode. I just feel like first impression is from the entrance look. And whatever you decide to put for the runway, like unless you're making like a cohesive theme, it's just hard to judge. But you know, I mean, you kind of like the cast right off the bat because I think Caramel and Tamara were really the stars of this season. Like, they were the narrators.
This is also weird because they were roommates. And they were roommates.
Flatmates. Okay, fancy and British up in here.
Well, Caramel was American, so that's bullshit.
Yeah, apparently she is the first American contestant on you, or I guess first American citizen?
I just think it's stupid that we had that Lady Camden being the American one, and then now we have Caramel and the British one.
So Caramel didn't win any money. Oh, maybe she did. No, this is the BBC. She wins nothing.
So moving on to the next episode. So it was kind of like they had to make an outfit out of pet supplies.
It's a design challenge. Also, another thing I don't like having early.
Well, I feel like every queen gotta get through, you know, go through it. There was one season where they did it like 3 times and you're like, whoa, these bitches can't sew. Isn't it like dancing, you know? Like, it's not really something you can fake.
What do you like in an early challenge?
Acting. 100%.
Oh.
There should always be an acting challenge in the beginning.
Acting is good. I like the variety show.
Oh, yeah, I guess, huh?
Acting's a good one. Or, like, improv.
There's this meme where, like, this guy just yells, improv. I think it might be a Family Guy joke.
You know, lately, I don't want to date this, but what hasn't been a Family Guy Seth MacFarlane reference at this point?
I like how you're like, I don't want to date this, as if this isn't, like, 20,000 Family Guy seasons at any given time.
Man, we were really into Family Guy. But anyway, and then this is when Alexis St. Pete got out, which I'm really sad, because she's, like, Polish, and she had, like, a thing going going on with their culture. But I will say, doing the whole BDSM thing is just done over to death.
Then the next challenge, the episode where we're pretty sure they got the lube out of the bag, because it was a girl group challenge, and they didn't have to censor any part of the group.
This one sucked.
It really did. The song wasn't great.
And then, like, no one really talked about what, like, Ikta Yum or whatever Grindr gear. I feel like no one really went a super comedic route, even though Kate Bush and Ginger Johnson is on here.
Is this the one, like, because the one rate thing was Night of a Thousand Pop Icons. Like, Caramel was like, this is the dress that blank and blank wore.
Oh, Beyonce wore.
Yeah, it's like, who gives a shit? You didn't look good in it.
Beyonce didn't look good in it. That's just our opinion, apparently. But so I was like, eh.
Next challenge. I actually like these challenges where they have to kind of run a panel.
Oh, the disaster class.
Yeah, it really gets them ready for that drag con, you know?
Okay, what's hard is that this one was the best I've seen of them doing panels. Like, the whole Coaches for Stealing, very funny. Cause, well, it was money, love, I think career.
Oh. All I remember is that, oh, I've never been in love. I'm going to keep talking and I won't shut up.
Yeah, that was Caramel. Caramel and her group just didn't get the brief. I mean, it was very funny. I'm not usually a very, like, panel-liking challenge. Just because the topics they talk about are kind of generic. There was one in All Stars 6 where they talked about sex, but they took a route of, like, safe sex and not being discriminatory but it's against people who have HIV. I thought that was pretty interesting. And I'm trying to think. There is a season that was also pretty funny. It's a US season. I can't remember. But it wasn't as funny as this one, though.
Because Coats is for what?
Stealing.
Yeah, Tamara actually just really saved this challenge, if I'm being fair.
The three finalists.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They said this in the finale.
I will say, I don't like Kate Bush. But I know this episode is all about how Banksy got all upset. But I'm like, we gotta give some attention to Kate Bush. The more annoying Ginger Johnson.
I like Kate Bush because she's clearly can, like, write comedy, but I do think runways are still important to the show, even if judges really don't judge on that.
The theme of this episode for the main runway was staycation. Was that the one where they all came out in sexy lingerie for some reason?
Lingerie. Snowy mountain. A lot of snowy mountain vacation. I think Ginger Johnson was like, I'm going to space. That's my vacation. And so she was just like some weird alien. Like, it's funny, but it was ugly.
Do you like Ginger Johnson's drag? Not her comedy, just her looks.
No, I don't like any of Ginger Johnson's looks. I think her looks are, like, outdated. It's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Like, I do like the ones who go for, like, the flapper look or, like, the 50s. It's not the problem. It's just, like, she went back in time and found the ugliest outfits of those times. She doesn't, like, go to those times and pick what is, like, beautiful about those times, you know? She just picks ugly ass outfits and color combinations. But she's funny.
So, next episode is Panto Dames.
I hated Panto. This episode.
It's basically just a musical, yo.
It's just, like, I think it's mostly because I don't understand what a Panto Dame was. Like, okay, it's a children's show. It's, like,
filled with sex jokes.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck is it?
The main reason I didn't like it is because I did not think Ginger Johnson should have won. Because she played the cow, and I'm just like, I didn't think the cow was anything.
I didn't think anybody was anything.
I did agree the delusional should have been the bottom.
Sure, okay. I mean, I get that. What really sucked for me was that Banksy got eliminated, and she was kind of my horse.
What sucked for me was that the final runway thing, Mirror Mirror, is that, yet again, the second runway in Drag Race with that theme, and no one did it well. And, like, some people are like, oh, my outfit's shiny. That should be considered a mirror. No, it shouldn't. The only clever one was the one who pretended to be the fairy tale, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, I like the look, but, like, a lot of people just don't. They're like, I don't get it. I'm like, okay, if Jinx Monsoon can do a witch burning on the stake reference, I mean, Delicious is kind of doing, like, a Bloody Mary reference. Like, what don't you get? Like, you don't know what Bloody Mary is?
Well, I can't believe you really brought Jinx Monsoon, Joan of Arc, witch burning.
Joan of Arc was burned at the stake, huh?
I know someone died in that scenario. No one died in Snow White. Wait, did someone die?
Did not the evil queen die?
Sleeping Beauty, I know for sure this evil queen died. Maleficent.
Right, because she became a dragon and then the guy...
sexy dragon. And then Ursula became a monster so they could kill Ursula, but did the evil queen, like, you know...
Yeah, I thought she died as the evil hag. this is why I'm telling you, we have to rewatch all the Disney Princess movies. Look at me. All the Disney Princess movies. Including Snow White.
Okay, this way. I just want to ask you, if you had to pick the names Lisa Totley, Dame Muffintop, or Twinklebell, which name would you want?
Why can't I be Butterface?
I mean, you can pick that if you want. I picked the top three names in my opinion.
Twinklebell?
I like Twinklebell. That's me.
God.
Twink. Better than Dick.
Everything's better than Dick.
And that's how everyone knew this episode is full of lesbians. So the next challenge was the Snatch Game.
Snatch Game in the UK are my least favorite Snatch Games.
Because we don't know any character.
I want to say that like maybe Down Under is worse, but Anita Wiggler's performance was very good. So that's its only saving grace. I feel like no one's really done a good Snatch Game in UK, in my opinion. Except maybe Bag of Chips Donald Trump. That was pretty good, actually.
I will say I will come defense. I didn't think tomorrow's Robin Williams was that bad.
That wasn't... Okay, that's fair. But that's the easy way out.
That's the easy way out. We that's didn't like, know who that was.
Scarlet Harlot being the Home Alone kid because her out of drag, she looks like Home Alone.
My only thing about that is that maybe Robin Williams is easy route because we actually know who Robin Williams is compared to Dame Barbara Cartland.
True.
I would go as Cartman in the Snatch Game.
That would be so goddamn funny.
Hey, you don't know my life, RuPaul. What I put in my butthole is between me and the doctor.
Oh my god. Because you always said you would do John Mulaney. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But you know, like using someone's jokes is just kind of whatever. But you inhabit the spirit of Eric Cartman from South Park. You have the voice down so well.
God, I think I hate you. I don't remember Didi-licious and Vicky Vivacious performance.
Didi-licious was like this lady who was eating bugs for some reason.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
And Vicky Vivacious, I think she was like some kind of cook, like a TV chef celebrity, but I don't remember what she did.
It's okay. No one can be worse than Olivia Lux and how she butchered that TikTok chef.
Don't pick TikTok. Don't pick influencers. Just don't. It's not gonna work. They're only good in the specific situation or niche that they're in. Because you don't see them going on like late night shows and being interviewed and being funny. That's not where they shine.
The next challenge is an acting challenge. So this is the one where they went to pairs, right?
Yes. And it was basically the same storyline of horny women competing against each other for a man.
I, honest to God, cross my heart, hope to die, have no idea how Didi-licious and Tamara Thompson wasn't on the bottom. Because yes, Ginger and Kate, they clearly won with the whole medieval pee bucket.
I just think the acting was the best. I don't know if necessarily the comedy was there. But I guess compared to the other two, it was the funniest.
But why do we not judge the fact that Dee Dee and Tamara didn't memorize any lines?
They got away with it with physical humor.
I think Tamara gets away with it too often for being like, you know, not talented, but we just love you.
You think she has... See, okay, those two definitely, I feel like, have some favoritism. Tamara, because of what you just said, and Delicious, because she's a drag sister of Crystal Versace.
Oh.
They, like, oh, was hoping maybe they can get, like, a sisterhood kind of win. Because in U.S., rumoredly, or I don't know if it's in backpedal, that, like, Sharon Needles and Aquaria are, like, drag mother and daughter. But she has outright said, no, she's not my drag mother. And then Evie Oddly and Willow Pilwan, and they're either drag mom and daughter or drag sisters. I have no idea. I think they keep switching it up.
That makes sense. It's going to the moons of relationship, I guess. I don't understand the whole, I hope that I can get the family to watch. Because we got that one Anita Wiglet's fiance, and she is terrible in Australia.
I know, right? Ivana Drink. Sounds like a vampire name.
That's a nice name.
It is, for the most part. It's not a name that's still funny the more you say it.
Also, sorry, this was the theme, the pajama round, where everyone came out in, like, literally that same, like, lingerie with the cape.
Okay, this is what I can't stand.
No creativity?
No, not that. Tamara Thompson comes out, most of her outfits skimpy with nothing. When just, like, a string of crap. They let her get away with that every time. It's like George's winning the design challenge against Lady Camden. It makes no fucking sense why you let her get away with basically wearing nothing. It's not fashion, it's not avant-garde, it's not new, it's not creative. Why is this allowed? Is it just because she spent so much money on her face? Like, don't get me wrong, she's a pretty lady, but her suitcase is like half the size of everyone else's because she doesn't have the fabric. Anyways, I mean, I still like Tamara for her personality and her narrating of the season.
Okay, I like Tamara up to the roast being like, you know, you didn't have jokes, but we liked you. Like, bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand a word she said.
That's the same thing as, I forget who does a black queen. Oh, Candy Muse. She was in that acting challenge where, like, the whole, oh my God, she went to Chipotle and she
blew. Yeah. It's just like, you weren't really the detective. You just use a detective, but we like you, so you get a pass. And it's like, bullshit. She should have been on the bottom.
Next episode is the makeover challenge. Again, my least favorite challenge of all of them.
Again, I like makeovers. I just can't stand the judging because I don't think Michael Maruli should have won for making a twin. I think that's just, it's just lazy. It's just like, why doesn't everyone just make a twin then? I thought Ginger Johnson, if I remember correctly, should have won because I like it when it's more like the, you know, like Spice Girls, right? The sporty one, the scary one, posh, baby. Ooh, I'm missing one.
I always wanted to do it's the same look, but like one is a butch lesbian, one's a femme lesbian.
That would be cool, like a suit and a dress or something, right? Like have like the same patterns or inverted. But I don't like it when it's just twinning. That's just lazy.
And Kate Butch was like, I gotta go, so good luck with your comedy challenge next episode week.
You know, I thought Kate Bush's one wasn't that bad.
I didn't think so either.
They thought it was like, oh, you guys aren't even like the same. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's like the same theme. They look like they're from like the Mystery Inc. band.
There's only been one time. Don't ask me who, but I agreed with the judge. I was like, yeah, there's no family resemblance here. Because for the most part, the queens aren't dumb, you know?
No, I get it. There are some people who clearly miss the brief, and some of them are hindered by who they have. Which I feel like if you're on fucking RuPaul's Drag Race, you do whatever the fuck they say.
You shave.
You break your ankle on those heels.
You tuck.
Oh, you gotta tuck. Unless you're in the UK, because UK is much more forgiving on not tucking.
The next challenge was the worst. Me looking out the window. I couldn't understand a single thing anyone said. I just know by vibes that Ginger and Michael was funny.
Yeah. You know, I'm still... like, they're both funny. I'm not exactly sure which one was exactly funnier. Because Ginger was very good. I feel like Ginger's jokes had more wit to them. But I think that's why she had to rely on her cards. And Michael's ones were just not as witty.
Oh, just the shade of showing the cards, though.
Oh.
I mean, Dee Dee knew she wasn't going to do well.
She clearly had jokes. She clearly had a direction. The delivery of them were not good. And some of them just didn't... had to just be cut out. Finally, she got eliminated.
She was a lip sync assassin.
Okay, lip sync assassin shouldn't just be because you survived so many lip syncs. It should be because you dominate dancing lip sync challenges. You know what I mean? Like you're not an assassin just because everyone you dance against sucks. It's because you're so goddamn good as a dancer. I just don't see that. I don't see that's why Dee Dee won. She just had people who sucked ass or she had a favoritism because she's, you know, Crystal Versace's drag sister.
I didn't see how this roast was themed after Gladiators.
Yeah, that made no sense to me too. Is that like a reference we're missing? Is that a UK thing? Is that how they do their roast? Sounds like in America, it's very like Comedy Central type of roasting. What the fuck did UK do?
I think it's funny how all the old queens came back with this roast and then that one queen was like, Dee Dee Lugina, you're a bitch.
That's right, the drama.
And Caramel wasn't there.
Yeah.
Coping.
I like how it was all like, oh my God, Vicky Vivacious, you're so like brutal. I'm like, Tamara Thompson, you're the one who brought it up. And then you get to sit back and be like, oh, the drama. I can't believe there's drama going on.
She's
what's
like,
my pearls?
Hey, why'd you write that in the mirror? Oh my God, this caused conflict? I was just genuinely curious.
I mean, I get what Vicky was saying because Dee Dee was a real bitch to Alexis in that first episode. But, I mean, you don't gotta bring it up.
It's just so funny to me because like that drama and the Banksy drama, Lamb for the Slaughter. Yeah. It's like,
oh yeah, we should have talked about that more.
Well, but I just want to finish my thought. So we were watching US and they know social media game is like, you know, ever prevalent, so they don't really fight anymore. Then on UK, like you kind of get glimpses of this stuff. And then we're watching Canada now, whatever season that may be.
Four.
season 4, and holy shit, we're on episode 4?
We just saw the third one.
Yeah, we saw the third one. It's like, the claws are off.
We'll talk more about that when that comes out.
If we remember.
Kind of hard not to. Then we get to the finale of season 3. Wait, sorry, season 5 of...
Oh, not so easy remembering these numbers, huh?
Go fuck yourself. I read top 3. And I was thinking, oh, so it's 3. And it's like, no, it's not 3. So, Ginger Johnson, Michael Maruli, Tamara Thompson. I was watching the Bussy Queen and it didn't make sense what they were saying. It was like, by the time you get to the finale, the winner's already chosen. Like, you really don't need a finale episode except for formalities. I was like, you know what? That makes sense, because I think like the producers probably know who they win unless they are picking it based on viewers' favorites.
As your wedding theory.
Yes. Otherwise, why have them vote? The show's already popular enough, you know. I mean, I don't know, maybe. It's like kind of like how the only reason why I watched RuPaul's Drag Race was because it like trended every fucking year, to the point where I was like, I guess I gotta watch this goddamn show. But not the top 3 I was imagining.
This is my top 3. Maybe not tomorrow, but I guess, you know, favoritism can bring you a long way.
I don't know. I like this season. I like the cast. I didn't think anyone really brought it. Like, there's no one I think was like an amazing look queen, an amazing comedy queen, an amazing dance queen. It was just like, they all just felt kind of subpar. They're just like, everyone was just in the middle range, except Miss Naomi Carter. My god, she was trash.
Bambi.
I'm sorry. I didn't like anything she did. And things just was very distasteful. But anyways. So, I don't know. Because Ginger Johnson, I guess she's funny, but she's not super funny. And she doesn't have like an it factor to me.
And her looks are terrible.
Tamara Thompson, also I think her looks are terrible because she's just being slutty. And I guess she's funny. And she's like the dancing queen. I'm like, I've never seen you dance until the finale. And I guess when you lip sync against Dee Delicious, but I don't remember what you did. And then Michael Maruli, I don't know. Sometimes you have like these older, polished queens who have their own style, and it's great and it's wonderful, but it's also kind of like, what am I going to remember you for? Like, I think like the Vivian always had like a very unique view on her drag. Lawrence Chaney was super funny. Like, Crystal Versace, yeah, I guess her looks were very polished. Danny Beard, I guess, had the beard. I really wanted Cheddar Gorgeous to win. So I'm just like, season 5, I don't know. UK season 2 peaked and it's just never reached heights nearly close to it. But I do like that this brought back narrators. My god, UK has not had one since Lawrence Chaney.
I'll forever be sad that after COVID, Lawrence Chaney somehow became less funny.
Jesus.
I'm right.
I don't know about that.
Well, anyway, I just want to say, you know, that the final challenge doesn't matter because there's no way our winner would have been Ginger Johnson based off the music video.
I thought she did okay.
Did she though?
I like the lyrics. It was more of the comedic route than the other two, which was more just like a bitch track. I also thought it was weird that they didn't bring back the old winners.
Did they? No, they got Danny Beard.
Sure, but like when Danny Beard won, they brought all 3.
Oh, I'm busy, man.
I'm busy.
Wait, you gonna do that in the US? Once the number gets high enough, you gotta stop.
That would be so cool if they did that for US. Could you imagine?
I imagine the gap of season 2.
Rude.
Yes. One other winner stopped being a drag queen. Could have sworn there was one.
I don't know if a winner stop, but there have been some that contestants that have stopped being drag queens.
You think just because like finance or because the show? Like, what's the possibility of the show is what made them stop?
I think it could be. Like, I think Princess Poppy isn't a drag queen anymore.
Aww.
And I think it was the stress of everything, and she was just like, I don't want this anymore. Some just have career choices, because I believe Nina Flowers is like now a DJ, and then like Cameron Camara, she's just like, I don't know what she does. She's trans female now, and she's like a weird celebrity, but I'm not exactly sure for what. I don't think it's like for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Only fan feet pics.
What's this point, Wicked Feet then?
Anyways, that's it. I didn't recognize any of those names. Join us next time for Drag Race Canada, UK.
This season's very good so far.
Yes.